we've made a good sign of how we've the growth in the players for sure is their mentality towards playing big games, the experience of last season where every game is considered a big game and every game has the media coverage, etc., etc. Important games this season, plenty of football we've played on TV, plenty of big games, two back to back. So I think the players are used to dealing with that, and they know the requirements of a performance. So they'll be really clear-minded. And we'll be speaking to them about that today to remind them of that clear-minded view of the next challenge, and that is going down to Fulham, and you know, a side that can score goals. They've conceded a lot this season, so the new manager, it seems, trying to find the balance. He's been shifting the framework of the team, his own framework, the tactical organisation. He's played many different styles over his games there. You know, and still a team that on any given day can beat anyone else, like a lot of the teams in this division. So they get a serious view as much as when we play Blackburn. You know, people wouldn't view it like that because to the fans it means so much. But they, you know, we take Fulham, we take every game really seriously. We make the players aligned with what we think is important about them. And then, of course, the key focus being on what we do and how we deliver.
As ever, you've done your homework. Does just the very nature of the way Fulham have been going this season mean it is a little bit harder to know exactly the 11 or the system or whatever that they're going to put out onto the park?
Yeah, definitely, because it seems from the outside looking in that the new manager there is finding it as well. He's looking to find the formation, the players that fit in the formation that he likes. So, you know, there has to be that understanding, that there has to be that flexibility that we were just talking about with our group. And that's one thing I've come to be really pleased with this group. They do understand games beforehand, but they also understand they can be flexed and adapted very quickly by the opposition. But we work in a manner that we think we can operate against different oppositions in different tactical scenarios. We've done that all season. We've done well with it most of the time since I've been at the club. So we still stick to what we do, and all we do is flex it and change. You know, they're smaller things that you don't always notice as a fan, with all due respect, but the players know it, the staff know it. So, yet again, whatever they offer, we think we've got a way that can deal with it in order to play our game and in order to go and grip the game. And, you know, I made it clear we go to win home and away. You know, that's our mentality, and that's certainly what will be on show again.
Two of the Championship's top scorers on show as well, in Andre Gray and Ross McCormack. Are we looking at two of the best strikers in this division, potentially?
Well, certainly up there amongst the best. They're two completely different types. You know, completely different types of player. And Andre's still learning, he's developing, and he's adapting his game to what we want and to what the game offers him as a player, and doing a very good job of it. Ross McCormack's older. He's been around a bit longer. He's another good player. But I think there's more to a team than just one player. There's certainly more to our team, and I'm sure there's more to Fulham's team.
Does it take the onus, the emphasis off the rest of the team when you have a focal point like that? I don't necessarily mean from your preparations, but from the build-up going into games. Do other people tend to focus when you've got someone on 20 goals or 21 goals on that player?
Only through the media, I think. Don't get me wrong, they're, you know, I can only imagine the other management and staff, etc., and players are aware of our players like we are aware of theirs. So different managers work in different ways, different coaches work in different ways. You know, we give our lads an enhanced understanding of the opposition, but we don't overwhelm them with it. You know, we take out the things that we think will be important for the players to know, but then remind them of what we do against that and the things, the threats that we have that they'll have to challenge ourselves to deal with. So there is a balancing act, and each manager and each different staff will work in different ways. Some are balanced view, some are positive about it, about their own side that is. Some are negative about the opposition, some are positive about the opposition in order to boost your players in, you know, make sure they're ready for the challenge, if you like. You know, I've got a way of working, so have my staff and the players, and we believe in that, so we just focus on ourselves.
Just generally speaking, have you ever given the sort of instruction, if you stop X player, then you'll stop them playing? Have you ever singled out an individual in that way?
No, it's not really the way that I choose to work. I think the team unit is its strength. So we really focus on the team and what we can deliver as a side, and also with what we can deliver from the bench as well, because that's an important factor. You know, players have to be able to come on into a game and affect it. People talk about me not making change, but I think if I'm going to do, they're usually effective ones. So I've been really pleased with that. And that's not down to me necessarily. That's down to the players being ready to deliver performances.